Russia's recent invasion of Ukraine has devastated the country and continues to have profound impact both regionally and across the globe. I spoke with Northwestern's ambassador in residence with the program in international studies, Ian Kelly, to better understand the situation. Kelly is the former U.S. ambassador to Georgia and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Kelly says the conflict has been brewing for years. A change in government from what Putin perceived as pro-Russian to pro-Western led to the annexation of Crimea in 2014. Since then, there has been low-intensity conflict in the region. But he describes a recent list of demands that gives insight into Putin's motivations.
In July, Putin put out a long essay claiming that Ukraine is actually Russian, that Ukraine and Russia are one country, and gave a long, dense historical explanation for why Ukraine is not a state, basically. Then in November, he started his buildup around Ukraine, and in December made some demands on the U.S. and NATO.
In terms of the geopolitical landscape, Kelly says we're already seeing policies of 75 years changing almost overnight.
And probably most dramatic is Germany. The Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, he said Putin has succeeded in erasing Germany's historical guilt, when that historical guilt led to them, you know, not wanting to arm Ukraine, not wanting to spend a lot on military. And so he announced they were doubling the military budget, which is mind-blowing. And we're going to send lethal weapons to Ukraine. You had Switzerland, which for 200 years has refused to join sanctions, refused to block any kind of bank accounts. They didn't block the Nazi regime's accounts. They announced they were going to join the sanctions. You had Sweden, which has been steadfastly neutral, you know, didn't aid Britain when it was, you know, when there was the Blitz. It actually aided Germany, provided Germany with, you know, natural resources and steel. They announced that they're going to arm Ukraine. That's a first.
Kelly says while sanctions clearly weren't a deterrent, their impact has been more extensive than Putin predicted.
In the long term, it's terrible for Russia. They're basically cut off from the international system. They're one big North Korea now. And, you know, Russia is a European country that's been integrated into Europe economically, you know, in the banks, credit cards, ability to travel. They can't travel anymore either. You know, airlines aren't flying to Moscow. Credit cards don't work.
Kelly also discussed possible solutions.
One very easy, no-brainer type action they can take, and that is to reinforce NATO's eastern flank, which they're doing, and to stress that the alliance will, as they say, defend every inch of NATO territory. The difficult thing, of course, is they've also said they're not going to send NATO troops. I mean, we basically have kind of an asymmetrical approach to trying to stop Putin. He's using military force. We're using economics. And like I say, that's not matching strength for strength there necessarily.
Given Putin's threats against Western intervention, Kelly emphasizes the complexity of the situation.
And it's going to be hard to see Ukrainian civilians under siege, bombarded, and not be able to get them the kind of humanitarian help that they need. So, yeah, it's a very, very difficult situation. the biggest crisis in Europe, really, since World War II, I would say.
Support for Ukrainians has been widespread.
There was a vote in the General Assembly of the UN today, and out of, 150 or so countries, only five countries voted not to condemn Russia. Even Russia's allies, like Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Armenia, Cuba, abstained, didn't vote against it.
Ukraine's President Zelensky yesterday addressed the EU and was accepted for immediate membership with a standing ovation.
There's a famous line by President Kennedy about Churchill during the Blitz, and his use of his speeches and his use of language. And he said that Churchill militarized the English language, lined them up to lined words up in sentences and sent them off to battle. And this is what Zelensky's doing. Multiple times he said, "I'm still here, I'm not going anywhere." If Putin uses all his force, he's not going to survive, and he knows that. But he's just, it really is just, he has become a world hero, and provided a stark contrast to his adversary, who's holed up.
Even here on campus, students painted the rock and raised thousands of dollars to support Ukraine. The university also hosted teach-ins, one of which Kelly participated in recently. In Evanston, Illinois, Justine Fisher, WNUR News.